Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The day begins with mild temperatures across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying a clear morning, while Jerusalem sees scattered clouds. Haifa will remain sunny throughout the day. As the night falls, expect a warm evening across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet. The dilemma in Lebanon continues as concerns grow over a potential two-front conflict with Hezbollah. Also, Walla reports that Catholic Church leaders are furious after a soldier was documented smashing a statue of Jesus in southern Lebanon. Also, this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals that, while aligning with Trump, the Israeli cabinet awaits an opportunity to push back on certain issues. Separately, Axios reports that Trump has dismissed criticism over his Iran strategy, insisting that the deal will be far better than Obama's. And finally, JNS notes Trump's assertion that Israel never persuaded him to engage in war with Iran, promising a bright future for Iran if its leaders act wisely. Reaction has been swift on social media. From the Times of Israel, just minutes ago, restrictions have lifted, but concerns over war impact Independence Day plans. The Jerusalem Post shared earlier today the poignant reflections of former IDF chief Gadi Eisenkot on losing his son in Gaza and his journey through grief. Meanwhile, the Financial Times reports on the lack of reconstruction efforts since the U.S.-backed ceasefire, highlighting the dire humanitarian conditions. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, Ynet reports that the Trump-imposed ceasefire has created unease in Israel. The public is pushing for decisive action against Hezbollah, but the IDF remains cautious. This tension underscores the fragility of peace in the region. Turning to the incident in southern Lebanon, Walla details the outrage from Catholic leaders after a soldier was seen desecrating a religious statue. The event adds strain to already sensitive religious dynamics in the area. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew indicates that while Israel currently aligns with President Trump's policies, there is anticipation within the cabinet for a future moment to assert their own positions. This reflects the complex nature of international alliances. In other news, Axios highlights Trump's dismissal of Iran war criticism, emphasizing his confidence in negotiating a superior nuclear deal. This statement comes amidst heightened tensions and global scrutiny over U.S.-Iran relations. Finally, JNS covers Trump's remarks on Israel's role in the Iran conflict. He remains optimistic about Iran's future under new leadership, suggesting potential for diplomatic progress if Iran's leaders are cooperative. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that entrepreneurs are changing their funding strategies, raising larger early-stage capital as they wait for better business conditions. Separately, Globes reveals that Taboola is laying off 5% of its workforce, impacting employees in Israel and abroad due to market challenges. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that the financial markets are experiencing volatility, with indices declining and the dollar stabilizing amidst the ongoing war-related uncertainty. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.